Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get started. All right, this is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode number 110. It's the week of October 16th, 2010. I'm in Pine Mountain, Georgia, and it is 3:57 a.m., and I'm with my good friends Tom and Rodney. Say good morning, fellas.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, fellas.
We're down here because Rodney is going to run the North Face Endurance Challenge 50-miler mountain trail run. And it's just we're just outside Atlanta, I guess about an hour to the, southwest. And Franklin D. Roosevelt State Park. And the race starts at 5 a.m., so we got up about 3:15. And we're staying in a little mountain lodge about 10 minutes from the shuttles that take everybody to the start. And that way we get there in plenty of time to get situated and check things out and mill around and meet and greet, do all that kind of stuff. The temperature is about 47 degrees, so it's actually perfect running weather for the start, and it doesn't really feel like there's any real cold chill in the air. Matter of fact, I got shorts on. Of course, I'm wearing a fleece jacket, but I'll take that off later. And I think Rodney plans to run in short sleeves, right?
You got it.
So,
and a thong.
And a thong, yeah. So we'll make sure we get plenty of pictures, put them up on ashlanddave.podbean.com. Of course, we'll be blacking out all the obscene, whatever comes from that. Because of the nature of the course, Tom and I are not able to access Rodney until the 28-mile mark. And last night when we got down here, we drove around and got everything specced out. And that's where Tom is going to join Rodney at the 28-mile mark. And then I will be on my own for the rest of the afternoon until the finish. So we're just getting started on our morning, and we'll see how it plays out. All right, we're making our way up to the start, and it's not as big as going up in D.C. because they shuttled us. But it's pretty cool. It looks pretty similar. All the same setup.
Okay, we're encouraging everybody to get checked into the registration table. Get, among other things, the essential ingredients, the course map, as well as your race bib. Your race bib that you want to affix to the front of your racing kit. Make sure that it is predominantly displayed. This serves two purposes. We've got our staff photographer here that's going to be capturing the moments throughout the day. Also, it allows our course
marshals
and volunteers.
Where do you want to go?
You
want to go sit down?
Come in and out of all of our aid stations out there on the course.
All right.
So right now, good morning. Welcome. We're about 30 minutes from getting underway with this stop number four, race number one of the Gore-Tex 50-mile challenge here at the North Face Endurance Challenge.
Not near as big.
The North Face Endurance Challenge here at the North Face Endurance Challenge. That's pretty cool.
Challenge series. We are about 27 minutes away from getting underway with our first challenge of the day. It's the Gore-Tex 50-mile race, and that's coming to you in just a few short moments. Thank you guys for getting here bright and early. Good little energy running around here at FDR Park, adjacent to Callaway Gardens here in Pine Mountain, Georgia. Little information for you guys. We want to make sure that you guys have gotten checked in to our registration tent.
Any last minute food for thought? Just want to get it started.
Yeah, dude. Start from the kitchen. Okay. I don't know why. It's not a bad thing.
Are you just going to go out and run as long as you can for as far as you can and then reevaluate? I'm recording, of course. And reevaluate?
Yeah, I'm just going to start. Just going to start out comfortable. And I'll see about the hills. We'll see, you know, how tough the hills are. Probably walk some of the hills in the beginning.
Well, Tom might actually see some of those hills going the other way after 28.
My big thing is I'm just going to have to just relax and know that it's all day. Just get there. one step at a time.
Again, we also follow here, guys, the leave no trace principle. As you go through each of our checkpoints out there on the course, there's going to be plenty of places to dispose of any trash that you might have. So anything that you're carrying onto the course, make sure it's either carried back off or it's dropped into one of the
boxes. And guess what? They're going to put a second mark on your bib on the top. When you come back through Molly Hugger for the second time, they're going to put a mark on the bottom, giving you two marks on top, two marks on the bottom. When you come to that Sawtooth intersection, Sawtooth and Pine Mountain Trail coming back.
Ready, Ryan? How many people are doing the first 50 miler today?
Yeah.
Are you ready to die? Super technical course, but a good course, well marked. Nick's been out there today. Everyone's got your lights on, right? It's going to be kind of dark in the beginning, clearly. I want you to turn to your person on the right and just give him a quick knuckle clank. Let's just have a ball out there today. It's going to be a really good run. And how's this weather? Doesn't get much better. Nice and dry. I guess it's going to get a little bit warmer later on. What's the temp going to be today?
I have no idea.
Eastern Philly has no idea. But you know, obviously stay hydrated early because it's going to warm up. And watch your electrolytes, your salt, and all that. I don't need to tell you guys what else to do besides get out there and bust it. So good luck to everyone. See you on the trail.
Race has started, and Tom and I are in on a mission to go find breakfast right now. It's about 5:15 in the morning. Took the shuttle bus back from the start to the parking staging area. Pretty good organization at the start. Very similar. In fact, it looked exactly the same as the North Face Endurance Challenge up in D.C. that we did back in June. Just the venue was a lot smaller, meaning the starting area just wasn't big enough to accommodate all the traffic, the cars. I guess it was probably 200 runners. It was kind of neat at the start. They all came through the beginning and then did a sharp hairpin turn and came back immediately the other way before they went up in the woods, and I wasn't expecting that. So I didn't get my video camera out in time to see everybody turn around. And unfortunately, I didn't even see Rodney come through. He was just kind of in the middle. So I remember there was a Waffle House on the way in, so that's our backup. But hopefully there's something in Pine Mountain, which is a, looks like, let's see, everything looks like it's a closed right now. So anyway, we'll find some grub somewhere, and definitely need a cup of coffee. Right, Tom?
Yep. Yep. Need coffee.
And there's no Starbucks down here. Tom really likes Starbucks, and we didn't see one. And Tom said there's not that many down in the south, as far down as we are. So we're on a mission to get some food. Okay, we're back in our room at the lodge, watching a little TV, trying to catch the score from the baseball game last night. It's about 6:20 in the morning. And what we did is kind of looking at the race, the cutoff, or the pace chart, trying to get an idea when we're going to be able to see Rodney at the 28-mile mark. We were hoping that we might be able to try to see him at the 16-mile mark, but the Rangers got that blocked off for an aid station, and he's not going to be able to park there. The major issue with parking is that the road that the lodge is on, their access road up here on the ridge of the mountain, doesn't have a whole lot of parking areas other than where they've designated that the crew can access the runner, and Pacer can join in, and that's why they had to shuttle people to the start. I don't have any problem with that. I wish it was a little easier, but it's just not a whole lot of parking areas on top of this mountain. So what we figured is that we have between 8:51 a.m. and 10:09 a.m. Where Rodney will be at the 28-mile mark. We're guessing that he's going to be running between an 8:25-minute mile and an 11-minute mile. So we've decided we'll get there by 9 at the tower aid station, which is aid station number 5, which is at the 28-mile mark, and we'll just wait it out. Parking's kind of limited there, too, because we checked it out last night. It's under a big, huge TV tower up on top of the mountain. And that way we can get a parking spot and we'll just sit in the car and chill out or watch some of the other runners come in, maybe even some of the lead runners. So that'll be pretty cool. So right now we're just chilling out. Actually, I think Tom is going to put his feet up for a little bit and relax. We'll watch a little TV, check in at the home front with the wife, and we'll pack the car up and head on out for the rest of the day here in just a little while. All right, it's about 3 1/4 hours into the race, and we're at actually 16.1-mile mark waiting on Rodney. We were able to park the car actually on this ridge. There's several other people parking up here, and the Rangers let us park. We're at the Molly Hugger Hill aid station at 16.1 miles. He has not come through yet, so after we see him come through here, we'll get a pretty good idea of how he's doing and what kind of pacing he's been doing. Right, Tom?
Right.
Yeah, just agree with me.
These are really
challenging. Doing great. How you doing? Feeling all right?
Yeah.
Good deal.
One section we will see on the way back is unfortunate because you can see the sun rising and it's probably beautiful scenery.
Oh, yeah.
Off the side of the cliff. But...
Any waterfalls yet?
No.
All right. All right. We'll see you later. We'll see you at 28, I hope.
Right.
I hope. We're waiting on our guy, too. Yeah. How you doing? Hurting? Or you doing all right?
Yeah.
What's up? What's up, brother?
I'm listening to you right now.
All right, we made our way to another aid station number 4, which is called Rocky Point. There's some parking here that the range has been really lenient, as we've learned. At first, it looked like it was going to be very strict, but they've been very lenient with parking. We parked on the side of the road. Matter of fact, I parked in front of a police truck. And we walked down to this aid station. This is the first hard cutoff Rocky Point aid station. So we need Rodney to come through here by 11:26 a.m. Right now it's 9:46 a.m. Good job, man.
Thank you.
All right. And so that's 6 hours and 26 minutes from the start. So when he came through at the last one, which was Molly Hugger, he was about 30 minutes ahead of a potential cutoff. So I think he's doing okay. Seemed to be doing all right. So we're just sitting here waiting for him, and hopefully we'll see him well before 11:26 a.m. All right, while waiting at the Rocky Point aid station, one thing we've noticed that there's seems to be some confusion on the 35 or the 50K people and what loops they're doing. You know, there's kind of like two races on the course at the same time. We were sitting across the street from the aid station. It looks like several people with blue bibs are actually coming across the street and were not directed back up the hill like they were supposed to. So seems to be a little bit of confusion on the part of participants. I guess something happened farther up in the race. We've been hearing some talk at the aid station about people missing turns or wasn't marked properly. I don't know. Anyway, we're still waiting on Rodney. He's going to be coming through any minute now, and hopefully he maybe picked up a little bit of time and get a little bit more of a cushion before the today. This is the first hard cutoff, so we're hoping that he stretches a little bit more than 30 minutes, which he's carried through the first one, which was not a cutoff, but we were just kind of monitoring his time.
All right, man, you picked up some time, it looks like.
Good job, man.
Hey, you're up the neutral starting point if you go back to the second time.
Rodney, that's for the 50K.
Oh,
50 miles, check in right here.
Oh, sorry.
This is your second mark.
All right. You got two.
This is my second mark.
276.
Rodney, make sure you check in with somebody before you go across, because this is a hard cutoff.
There's a mark.
We already have 276, Carl?
No.
What about 277? I've been with him since start.
Hey, Rodney. Make sure you check in with him before you leave, because this is a hard cutoff.
I've been with him since the beginning.
Somebody marked you in the wrong place.
How you feeling, man?
I'm okay. You
okay?
You're
going to be going straight across the street. Tom is, he's right there. Just don't leave before you check in with this dude.
You got me to get 377?
How come we should, we're about 17 miles into the 50K, I think.
I don't know.
We're in 105.
105.
You got me? Number 7? Okay. Number 5. Number 5? 101?
Do we need to be marked?
No. Okay. Sure down.
All right, you're good.
Blue guys, you should have one mark in the bottom of your palm right here in front of your stack.
All right. Everybody's been checking on you, Rod. They want to know how you're doing.
I'm good.
We've been doing so. Oh, thank you. Sorry. I put myself there. I just got spit on.
I'll make sure I got water.
All right.
This is 23, right?
23.
Okay.
We can help you at the next one. I'm not supposed to help you here. All right, Rodney came through the first hard cutoff, which was 23.1 miles at, looks like 5 hours, about 45 minutes or so. So he's in good shape for that. He actually picked up some time. One thing I noticed at that last aid station was somebody switched their shoes out from a backpack that a spectator was carrying. And according to the rules, you're not supposed to access your crew or drop bags outside of the rules, and that was not a drop bag location, and that was not a crew access point. Now, on the other side, on the flip side, it's also not a spectator place or a parking spot, and we did both of those. So I don't know. I just thought it was, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. What do you think, Tom?
I think he's okay.
All right, Tom thinks he's all right. I mean, the guy's doing pretty good. Anyway, just more fodder for the podcast. How you doing, man? John, our stuff's right over here. You want to stop first? You want to get some aid? Tell us what you want.
Okay.
Go have a seat then. You want to sit in the shade or you want to sit in the sun? All right, go ahead. What do you need?
You need cold water?
Yeah, well, we got cold Gatorade.
Did you get a
cold towel right here?
Oh, perfect, yeah.
I think the headlamp just fell off.
Yeah, thank you. You don't need that anymore.
Yeah, put that in the bag. Got a dry towel if you need it.
Okay, that's our stuff.
He's doing great. Yeah, feel good.
Doing all right?
Come do it. Got it, baby.
You must be getting monitored because.
Right. Don't look bad.
Nah, when you come up, you're just weaving a little bit, but that's understandable.
Oh, he's weaving. I've been drinking. What are you talking about?
What do you need?
Some Tums.
Tums. All right.
No, they're not in there. Sorry. They're in my back. They're in here.
They're in the backpack? Sorry. Thank you, guys.
Small boy.
Yeah. In the nap mesh.
All right.
You don't need that? No, I'm good there.
Good. Looking good, man.
You're ready to rock. Is there cups up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, if I get some ice water, it'd be great.
You gonna change your shoes up?
Uh-uh.
All right. We good? Socks?
No.
Nothing?
I'm really tired. That's all I'm gonna do.
All right, how about shirts? You good?
I'm good.
All right. Shorts? I guess you didn't bring no extra shorts.
I brought all kinds of shorts.
Now, he said you were weaving. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Lightheaded or anything?
No, I mean, I'm tired.
Okay. Well, you ought to be, damn it.
It's
people come up saying it's hard, so to make it this far, you're doing real good.
Yeah, you got the hard part.
Would you mind getting
that wet? Yeah. Pour water on there. I'll get more water.
You guys have absolutely.
Yeah, let me take this off.
I'm gonna get some.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, how about your Camelback? Let me get fill that up for you. Water, right?
Yeah.
All right. Got it. It was so much fun the first time, I kept doing it.
Yeah, you done the hard part. Man.
Take it home.
check out or anything? Or?
Nah. You got a clipboard on your thing?
Where was it?
I think he's down here.
Trail.
Hey, there's a couple of goos in the small zipper part. Wouldn't mind coming out.
Okay. Let me zip this thing back up and get it all wet. I don't know how to do these damn things. Oh, fuck. Riley, I don't know how to tie your shit up, man. Alright.
Good luck.
He still has. He needs some goos, he said. Out of the pouch here. I think they're in here. Let's get one of each.
Okay. What are we going to do?
All right. Well, you fill it up for the most part. Yep. 22 to go. I'll see you in a couple hours. I'll see you at Molly Hugger. Okay.
Today's station is 4.2.
Yeah, you only got 4.2 to go the next one. That does. It's 8 station.
I'm not cool.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
All right, I'll have you finish the bag at the finish. And we'll do it. I'll see you at the next one. Let's be there to cheer. Food, you been eating solid food?
No, let me get one more goo in me.
All right. Want to put this back on?
Yeah.
You still got a couple more in there. I should have them at the aid stations too. All right, Tom, you ready?
There's a lot. I'll get a time hack from you.
I'm going to say 10 after if you leave in the next minute. You want to say that, 10 after?
313.
Yeah.
So am I heading back?
You go back down there and to the left.
Where did I just come from?
Right there. Yes, sir.
Pretty much heading back, right?
Yeah, but there, you veer to the left at some point. We've done a little bit of everything.
Not quite as supportive. It's been good. It's just not quite as supportive as the one we've
seen. Well, there's been some problems. We'll talk about it later. Alright. Nah, you can go right there. You don't need to go backtrack. You don't need to backtrack. All right, Rodney made the 28-mile mark, and Tom joined him. It was 7 hours, 10 minutes, and I tell you, some people coming up that hill into the 28-mile aid station, which was called Tower Aid Station, weren't looking too good. Some, you know, gashes in their knees, elbows. One lady came in, and her whole shoulder was just covered with mud and scrapes. And a couple people looked like they were giving up at that point, sitting down, chilling out. One guy was there for probably about 30 minutes. I'm not sure if he got back in the race or not. But Rodney finally came in, and it was a great sight to see. He looked pretty good. It looked like he was doing strong. And he took a little break, and then Tom joined him, and off they went. So right now I'm just driving to go get some lunch, and I'll take a couple scenic pictures while I'm out here. And then I will try to meet up with them back at the Molly Hugger aid station, which did have some parking, so I'll see if I can get back in there. And that'll be, I think, 42 miles. So overall, it's looking pretty good. I'm having a great time getting around out here. It's a beautiful day, and I got some stuff to keep me occupied while I'm by myself. I got a book to read and got a newspaper, but it's really just lots of fun just sitting there watching the runners come through. Real inspiring, and I've really been enjoying myself. What I've been doing, I've been giving text updates to Rodney's wife, Tamara, and she's a distance runner herself. She's going to be running the Richmond Marathon in November. And then another girl from our Team Doom running group that when we ran the Shamrock Marathon together last year, Meriwether. And it's kind of funny because we're in Meriwether County down here in Georgia. So anyway, all in all, doing pretty good. I feel very upbeat about Rodney's progress, and we'll see what happens at the next aid station. Well, to enhance my own enjoyment of spectating at this ultra marathon, I decided to walk a couple hundred yards down the trail from, I think it's aid station number 8, which is the Molly Hugger aid station on the coming on the backside. And I've got probably about an hour wait, maybe not that long, for Tom and Rodney. And I went and had a bite to eat, and after I came back up the mountain, I was going to try to park at Fox Den, but I got hassled a little bit with not having a parking pass, and we forgot to print one off the internet. I've noticed that maybe half the cars in these parking lots have them. Well, anyway, I didn't have one, and I didn't, you know, can't download one from out here, and I was kind of looking through Rodney's race packet to see if there was a page from that race packet that might be able to double as a parking pass. It might kind of look like one because it's 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with the North Face logo on it. But I couldn't find the rest of that material in the car, so what I went ahead and did was just bought one at the honor station, which was $5, because there was this one prick park ranger who was giving me the business on it, and I even was trying to get a professional courtesy on it, but I didn't get it, so I was going to try to stay at Fox Den to see them come through, but I couldn't, so now I had to wait another hour, so I came on up here to Molly Hugger, which is the 42.4 mile mark, and right now, let's see, we started at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so right now we're at, looks like 9.5 hours in, almost 9.5 hours into the race, and I'm hoping to see them within the hour here at the 42.4 mile station. So it's been pretty cool. It's just beautiful weather here in the woods. It's maybe 70 degrees, maybe not that warm in the sun. It is warm, but it looks like now that I've come back in the woods a couple hundred yards, it looks like a lot of the trail is shaded in a canopy of trees, and it's right nice back here. Of course, you've been running all day, you have a different perspective on that. But anyway, waiting on them coming in, 42.4 miles, and at that point, it's less than 8 to the finish, and I'll then go to the finish and wait for them once I see them. All right, I'm still waiting at the 42.4 mile mark aid station. I've actually, like I said earlier, I hiked down in the woods a couple hundred yards. I actually went a little bit further. I'm probably half mile from the aid station now, which is at the 42.4 mile marker. At that point, there's only 8 miles to the finish because it is a 50.4 mile course. And right now, the time is about 4:15. They've been running since 5 a.m. Or Rodney has. Time joined up or close to noon, about 10 minutes after noon, 10 minutes after 12. I'm not really getting concerned yet. I will get concerned if I don't see them by 5 o'clock, which means they would have to do 8 miles in 2 hours, which is pretty difficult on this terrain. From what I've been hearing other runners saying, I've been seeing lots of runners and cheering for them and trying to, you know, it's hard to say the right words in an ultra marathon. You don't say almost there. You don't say just a little bit farther. You just say well done. You clap. You say good to see you. And if they ask you a question, you answer as best as you can. That's what I've learned. Some people come through, they're a little quirky, they'll make smart aleck comments because they're in a weird zone. Other people are very, very thankful that you're there, and they thank you, and they're still running down the trail, turning their head and thanking you, and that's pretty cool. I want to encourage everybody, and I'm really hoping to see Rodney and Tom soon. A few minutes ago, a guy came in wearing a red hat. I saw him in the distance, and there was somebody running behind him, and I hollered out Rodney's name because Rodney's wearing a red visor, and I thought that might have been him, but it wasn't. So I'm very hopeful that I'll be seeing them soon, and they still got a good window. I think it's still definitely finishable, and Rodney, I know you'll end up listening to this podcast later, so I don't have doubts in you, but I won't get really worried until unless you haven't come through by 5 o'clock, because by then it'd be hard to cover 8 miles in 2 hours by the cutoff. Now, I did hear a rumor that they extended the hard cutoff at Fox Den, which was at 3:23 p.m. I don't have any communication to there to know if he made it or not. So I heard that they had extended the cutoff a little bit on account of the fact that the course was so difficult. So I don't know if that's true or not. I just heard a rumor. All right, I got a couple of... Oh, here he comes right now. Rodney! Woo! How you doing, man? Man, you're looking good. You got a good cushion, too. How you feeling?
I'm hurting, but I guess it's supposed to be, right?
Well, yeah.
Gonna make it, though, baby.
All right. When you see the blue chair up ahead, it's less than 100 yards to the aid station. I'm going to kind of come in behind you here. How you doing, Tom?
Good.
All right. The only running I've done all day. Man, it's good to see you. I was just kind of doing some time computations in my head. Man, Saw Marianne a little while ago. Man, I'm looking good. You been running for a while?
No, I just started back.
Okay. Now, if you can see that blue chair up ahead, but let me get to that. It's less than 100 yards. I've been sitting out here in the woods. Everybody's checking in, wanting to know how you're doing. A lot of people pulling for you back home.
They're coming in behind them, I hope.
Go, Rodney! Woo!
All right! Cook it!
Go, Rodney!
Woo! Go, Rodney!
Nice!
Good job, brother.
Perfect timing. Get your money's worth. Actually, you're a little fast.
I'm gonna go out.
Come on, Rodney!
It's Rodney Barnwell.
Come on through! Oh, sorry, man.
It is Rodney Barnwell. I cheated. I looked at my sheet before you got here.
All right!
Woo! Oh, yeah! Come across that finish line in style. 121 right. Is coming in right now as well. Congratulations on getting right. In as well.
About 15 minutes
Mark
to spare.
Stewart. Excellent work. Also finishing up.
I'm okay. It's hard, man.
Sorry to feel emotions, man. You did great. Good job, man.
All right. Nice.
Well done. And that is it. Rodney came in at 13 hours, 45 minutes, and some change. It was approximately that. I don't know his official time. He came in under the cutoff, which was 14 hours, and that was because of the nature of the course being 99% single track and grueling. It was definitely an appropriate cutoff from what I understand. And there were a lot of people that dropped, 180 starters, and I don't know how many finishers. I'll maybe follow up in a future show. But a couple other things about the weekend. We had a real nice dinner buffet on Friday night near the packet pickup. And we met up with a guy named Trent who was out of Atlanta. And he runs a bike store there called C-Town. C-T-O-W-N. The letter C. And he offered to hook us up with some shoe deals. I don't know. We actually sat down and talked to him for about a good hour. He's a real nice guy. He was by himself, so he's kind of looking for a group to hook up with. Real nice guy. And he mainly does triathlons, and he couldn't find anybody from his triathlon group to come up and do the ultra. He was doing the 50K, so he wasn't starting until 7 a.m., but he's a real nice guy to talk to. Also, we kind of had a little bit of a comedy of errors on the way down there. We were about a quarter of the way down Friday morning, left at 5 a.m., when Rodney realized he'd forgotten his Camelback. So we searched for, and Dick's Sporting Goods has a large selection of Camelbacks, so we were going to look for a Dick's. And, of course, he called his wife. She found two on the internet that were a little bit out of our way, so we decided to try to get a little farther down to Atlanta. Then we actually saw a Dick's from the highway. We took Interstate 85 pretty much all the way down. So we made our way over to it, trying to figure out how to get there based on where we saw it. And it turns out it was still under construction. It hadn't opened yet. And then we ended up finding one a little closer down. And I had joked, Rodney, that it would be, you know, our luck that the only Dick's that we could find close to our route would only have a pink Camelback left. And so when we ended up when we found the Dick's that we stopped at, they definitely had a pink one, but he didn't buy it. Anyway, also his debit card ceased to work, and he had to get on the phone, which seemed like an hour, to try to figure out why his debit card wasn't working. And he was financing the fuel end of our trip, so we definitely needed his debit card to work. And he has a Chevy Suburban, so that would take about $80 to $100 of gas, depending on how much it costs per gallon. So we had a really good time. A couple other things I wanted to mention in this special commemorative podcast for Rodney was, I'm trying to read some of my notes here. I can't even read it. There was no dirt when we went to get the Rodney's race bib. They weren't really that helpful at the table, and I was a little disappointed about that. They didn't have a parking pass for us. as we were supposed to download. We were supposed to download it and print it off before we left. We just didn't. That was for the access to the park and the parking lots. And they also did not have directions to the aid station where the crew could access the runner. The girl actually copied them down off of the handout that they weren't giving out. The trail maps were awful. They were shrunken down so they would fit on 8.5 pieces of paper. And it was just awful. And then actually the lodge we stayed at had a trail map. And the kids' edition was actually better than the adult edition. And the kids' edition was $1.50. The adult edition was, I think, $4.50, which you could barely even read. The adult edition, edition was so small. But the kids' edition was the perfect trail map with the different access parking lots. But they were sold out of those, so I wasn't going to pay $4.50 just for a trail map. I figured I would learn my way around driving along the ridge of that mountain, which I did. But I was a little surprised that North Face didn't provide directions to spectators or crew, anybody that showed up there, how to get to the Tower Aid Station. She had to copy them down on a piece of paper, which I thought was a little strange for a professional company. Also, I still can't read my writing for this one. I'm a little surprised at that. And probably the biggest disappointment for Rodney was that Dean Karnazes wasn't at the finish when Rodney got through there. And it wasn't like Rodney didn't make the cutoff. He did. Dean, you might have heard him early in the podcast. He was the one that said prepare to die, and because I guess he was familiar with the course. But, you know, he wasn't there at the end. And, you know, say what you will about Dean Karnazes. He's a celebrity. No matter how you slice it, I guess. And, you know, if you come out and he's there, it'd be kind of nice to meet him just to kind of gauge what kind of guy he is in person as opposed to what you read about or hear about. But he left early, which was a little disappointing to Rodney. Matter of fact, a lot of people had already left. At 6 o'clock p.m., they were doing the awards, and Dean was still there. And what disappointed me the most was that that took the announcer away from the calling out the finishers' names over to the stage area, which was on a completely different side of the little venue area. And so, therefore, people that came in, there was nobody really there watching them unless it was their family. So I'm kind of glad Rodney came in when he did, because then the announcer did come back and was calling out his name, and there was people out there to receive him when he came in, which was pretty cool. Overall logistics for the race has to be really hard to do, you know, spread out over a state park and a mountaintop and different little valley areas. But then again, North Face is a worldwide company. And so I don't really have any sympathy if things got screwed up. They are dealing with volunteers. I think overall they did a good job. But for the elite runners, there was a problem with some of the looping. And I'm not really sure who won the race, because I think they actually gave a guy extra miles or something because he had done extra loop. I don't know. Then Jeff Rose, who apparently was the elite runner from there, ended up dropping out at mile 28 for some problems with his quads, from what I understand. I can't confirm that at this point, but that's what I heard. And, I see my notes now. Mariana Ensley was there. She's from Richmond or Mechanicsville, which is in Hanover. She was a female voice that you hear in the podcast at one of the aid stations. She is an accomplished ultra runner from where we live. We just kind of go in different running circles. But we saw her at the packet pickup, and it was kind of cool to see somebody from back home down there. She drove down, and she was going to stay overnight and drive back, I guess, the day after the race. But it was kind of fun to run into her, so Rodney got to meet her finally. We'd actually talked about her some. A couple weeks ago, she had done a 100-miler, DNF'd at 70-something mile mark, but she had done two previous 100-milers. And just an accomplished ultra runner, and obviously anybody that can run 70-plus miles is squared away. So it was definitely nice to see her. And overall, I had a great time. So, Rodney, my hat's off to you. Well done, Tom. Well done. And we all had a good time, worked together well as a team. And what we'll do is we're going to skip the email bag section of the show this week due to this being a special commemorative edition of the podcast for Rodney. So, if you got any comments about the podcast, usually just positive in nature. I prefer not to hear the negative stuff. You can send that to ashlanddave@gmail.com. And once again, this is Ashland Dave. I am running in the center of the universe, but this week was Pine Mountain. And Ashland Dave reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.
If you made it this far, then you'll get to enjoy some of the bonus material here on this special commemorative edition of the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. And the reason I'm doing this bonus material is because Rodney and Tom, who both listen to the podcast, have told me before that sometimes they wondered if I was ever going to do anything after the Star Spangled Banner anymore. So here it is, and I'm just going to talk for a moment. And it's really, I just want to talk about Rodney again. Watching him complete the 50 miles was just a real special thing. And I think what made it more even better for me as a spectator and as one of his crew was the fact that we were able to see him more often than just at the 128-mile mile mark. And you have to understand, Rodney runs from his heart. Rodney's not a technical runner. Rodney doesn't keep track of his splits, his times, his pacing. He just knows the distance, and then I think he records his time. He doesn't run with a Garmin. And ever since I've known him, he's always seemed to just run with his heart. And I think that's inspiring for all of us. Because it's really the way to run, the way you enjoy running the long distances and not getting caught up so much on time. And it didn't really matter what his finishing time was. The important thing was that he crossed the finish. Of course, we wanted him to make the cutoff so he'd get a finisher's medal. But the important thing was that he enjoyed the journey along the way and won the mental battles along the course of the day. I mean, can you imagine running for over 13 hours? I mean, we got up at 3:15 a.m. The race started at 5, and he finished at 6:45 at night. And that's how long he was on his feet. I think he sat down at the 28-mile marker, and that was it. He sat down for a few minutes. I don't think he sat down at any of the other aid stations that I saw. So I just wanted to add that to the end of the show. I really enjoyed putting together this podcast, and hopefully you've enjoyed listening to it. And Rodney, make sure Tamara downloads this one so she can listen to the recording, the audio from the race. And I'll put together a special DVD for you also. Take care.